Welcome to Down to Herf, the podcast for cigar smokers, whiskey drinkers, and for the people just looking to kick back, light up, and have a good time. I'm your host, Jerry, and I'm joined by, as always, my co-host, Gio and Caleb.
Fellas, how are we doing on this fine? I don't know how to say it in Spanish. What is it, Domingo?
Sabado.
Tomorrow is Sabado.
No, tomorrow's Domingo.
You're Domingo.
No.
All right, I'm not Spanish, so yeah. No habla inglés, and let's move on. Caleb, how you doing, brother?
It's Saturday. Saturday night, it's all right, baby. A little Elton John for you. I'm feeling good. Not gay, though.
Bro, I don't know if it's a good thing if you gotta, like, go out of the way to, like, are you trying to convince me?
No.
Are you convincing us?
That's why Caleb says he's the Rocket Man.
Gio, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I always enjoy getting to start the show with a Caleb's gay joke.
Yeah, we all do. Anywho, we are here to...
put on a show.
Smoke some cigars, drink some whiskey, talk some shit.
Sit back, light up, and
have a
relax.
Good time.
Yeah.
That's the motto, right?
With some fellas. Or if you are a fella or a sister, who cares?
So the fellas and fellettes.
Lady fellas, I like to call them.
Lady fellas. All right.
Lady fellas sounds too, you know, like trans.
I was thinking like butch, maybe, perhaps, like lady fellas. Some butch girls just watching an NBA, WNBA game. Nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Smoke one with us.
We're getting real off topic real quick. Yeah. We have a lot to get to in this episode. Before we do that, Gio, you got a couple things you got to do. You got to go through your cigar review. You got an ad read you got to do. So, well, let's get into that.
Well, before we get into the cigar we're smoking, I'd like to say this portion of our show is brought to you by our sponsor, Crownheads, makers of fine cigars such as Mildias, Lavaretta, Imperiosa, and be on the lookout. That Los Cal 24 is going to be hitting stores sooner than we think here. But, more importantly, we talked about this last episode. We got a giveaway.
Oh, shit.
So
we did say that last episode.
We did.
I thought we did.
Somewhere. I don't know. But, guys, we're going to be giving away 10 cigars. We'll have the post up very, very soon. And you know the rules. Got to tag two people. Be subscribed to the YouTube. Send the screenshot in the DMs. It's the only way you get entered. But we've been doing some giveaways for the Patreon. We still got to take care of you main listeners. And what better way to do it with 10 premium cigars?
10 premium cigars. I also heard there'd be a mug from Dunbarton. I heard there'd be a hat.
I'll throw some hats
from,
in.
From Crown Heads. I heard there'd, I don't know, maybe some lighters, some sticker swag, yeah, perhaps.
We add to it. But this is a cigar smoking show. We know they love the cigars the most.
That's true. I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
I get it. Cigars are expensive. This is Biden's America.
Bro, there's at least the 10 cigars there
were
retail over $1.50.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
For sure.
So we got to take care of you guys. Now, that post, I don't know, when you think, well probably before the day this episode airs, we'll put it up. Give them a full week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
maybe just Monday.
It's not going to happen. It's hard to do it that way because we're recording on Saturday and we record in advance. So I think you need to just put the post up and just say we're doing a giveaway. So
yeah, I'll just
and then they'll figure it out.
Yeah. Start it tomorrow and give everyone.
You guys, I think, are all big boys and girls. You guys can all figure it out. What do you think?
Yeah.
If you said yes to yourself in the car, you're my kind of person.
Mm-hmm. I said yes, and I'm literally just sitting here.
You're in the room with us, just saying yes.
Yep.
You're saying yes.
But if you're in
everyone.
Your car listening, driving along on the way to work right now, and you're like, "Yeah, I could do that," then you're big enough. You're a big girl and a big boy, whatever you are.
You're a big fella.
You're a big fella.
Fellas.
So guys, I mean, we'll probably get it before we get into like all the other fun stuff in our show. Last episode, little controversy that worked out.
I like when controversy does well.
Yes.
What do you think, Caleb?
Sex sells, baby.
There was no sex.
There was no sex.
Well, it might have been the sexy father outfit, you know? That could do it.
Okay, Andrew Dice Clay. But
I want to hit him with the Hank Hill. Ooh.
I don't know. That made me laugh mid-puff. I was just like, fuck.
You know what I'm talking about?
Lots of clips.
So, obviously, last week we talked about the concealed carry with the guy, you know, from Fratello. Well, Omar, you know, did watch the episode and did reach out to us. Set it up. Like, I was like, oh, man, I don't know. Saw the DM, he goes, curious, is this Caleb?
I like the conversation, that's exactly how it started. Question, is this Caleb?
I was like,
I'm no. like, oh, shit.
Where is he? I want him.
Where's Caleb?
He's a big guy.
Get him now.
I saw pictures. He's a big guy, Omar. He's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also very small.
That's why he picked on the smallest guy. I would go right after you, too.
Yeah,
you would be the first of the three of us.
Well, you either got to go after the biggest guy or the smallest guy. You got to pick one and pick correctly. Or it's like prison rules. You just beat up your cellmate for no reason. Just go punch him.
Yeah.
Prison rules.
Yeah. I think you watch too much of, what is it, the
Oz
any
or
any prison show?
No, Prison Break?
Yeah, Prison Break. What's the new one with, what's-his-face, Thad Castle, The Watcher?
Oh, Jack Reacher.
Yeah, Reacher.
I just feel like maybe if you go to prison, you should be nice to your cellmate. That's the first day. Don't punch him in the face. Just be nice. See what happens. And then you get raped.
Let him throat punch you in the back of the mouth with his wiener.
Maybe don't take my advice there. Who knows? That's not a pro tip.
Caleb should actually start, I think, not to get too off topic, you should start like a How to Survive Prison book by Caleb Susick.
I've never been, but remains to be seen. Look at
that. No, that's what would make it so funny. Like,
it'd be like that guy that...
Like, you never were there, so like you just write the book.
Well, no, it'd be like that guy...
Surviving Prison 101.
That guy that makes all the reels and shit to like how to survive animal attacks, but it's like so like crazy, like cutout version.
Dude, we're trademarking it right now. Do not steal our idea. I think that might be gold.
All right, let's do it. I'm all about it.
Caleb's prison tip one.
I mean,
what's prison tip one?
Caleb's going to have all of the alter egos on the show. It's going to be great.
Prison tip one, be nice to your cellmate. Don't punch him in the face. Day one. Be nice.
Be nice to the prison guy.
Manners. Manners go a long way, they say. In or out of prison, mind your manners.
All right. That's your pro tip one?
Yeah, pro tip one. For
Caleb's going to be holding pockets his entire incarceration.
I'm a small guy, man. I'm a small guy. I don't know. I could I'll identify
be a as wide a- guy after prison.
So Omar reaches out. We're getting, dude.
Yeah.
This doesn't even feel like a show. This kind of just feels like we're chilling right now. Like, the topics are getting really fucking out there.
Yeah, it's a... No guest. Usually having an interview person reins us in a little bit, so the tangents. But from what I'm gathering, you guys like the tangents anyways. It usually brings out some of our funnier statements.
Yeah, I agree.
But back to what we were talking about. So Omar reached out and actually told us he loved it and like understood the show, which was great. We're actually going to be having them on at some point. We're just kind of ironing out the details. Jennifer True is going to pop on, so... That'll be an interesting conversation.
How do you think this conversation might go?
Well, knowing you, you're definitely going to be like, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if we just got off on the wrong foot, but I was a little insulted and bitter about that comment. I don't know how you'll phrase that, but I'm sure it'll be something along those lines.
All right. I think I got a couple. I'm already loading up my my shotgun right now in my head.
You're like a level 3 Rizzler. You'll be able to figure it out nicely.
I ain't worried about the Rizz part. The Rizz part, I feel like I'm Gucci with. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it'll go well.
I don't know, man.
Interviews tend to swing well with us.
8 to 10 years experience. Smoking one cigar a week, probably. And taking a picture with it and posting it doesn't count.
Yeah, sometimes you got to multiply all the cigars you smoke daily and then stretch that out over time. It's a whole logarithm of math. It's too complicated for me to go through, but
I just don't like the hypocrisy. I said what I said.
Bum, bum, bum. Anyway. But
yes,
that'll be a later thing here. May's actually going to be a pretty fun month. We've got some things lined up and, you know, new brands, I think that's one thing that we're doing really well. Like, we're trying to diversify the cigars we bring on the show while still, like, keeping with the important stuff, which ties nicely into what we're smoking today.
Yeah.
First on the show, we've got the Hiram and Solomon Heart and Soul from PCA. New brand. Heard some good things about it. Cigars made out of the...
New brand for the show or new brand?
New brand for the show.
Okay.
Cigars made out of the Plasencia factory, so no, there's going to be some high quality tobacco in here, so that was a plus. This cigar, so what the Hiram and Solomon brand does is they actually make their cigars with a theme tied to the Freemasons. Caleb's probably got a conspiracy boner right now.
I saw the laptop tilt. I love a good conspiracy. I love a good Freemason talk. My grandfather was a Freemason, 32nd degree Master Mason.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's the second highest degree. 33 is the highest, and that's when you experience enlightenment or all knowledge, they say. My grandpa never got to 33.
This is not... I swear I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Did he die before he got to 33?
No, I don't think he stayed with it as he got older in age. I think he kind of...
You were right there. Why didn't you just finish?
Well, they don't talk about it. So, these Masons, I could ask my grandpa a million questions. He does. Yeah, it's like you don't talk about anything about it.
How did you know the number?
Well, because he's got all the gear. He's got like swag. He's got like rings that say 32. He's got belts that say 32. All sorts of swagoo dripping from Freemasons. They're swagged out if you ever see a Freemason outfit.
So I am gonna read what this cigar is about here because it had a nice little bio, if you will. Crafted exclusively in the Dominican Republic for the most worshipful Leonard Vanderhorn, Grand Master of the Masons for the state of New Jersey. The Heart and Soul cigar embarks on a journey of excellence from the very first draw. It begins with a gentle, welcoming note reminiscent of the fraternal embrace among brethren. As the narrative of taste unfolds, robust, peppery nuances emerge, symbolizing the fortitude of the square. And it just kind of keeps getting a little weirder. So, again, that was a very wholesome bio. But so the two founders, they have a love of cigars and Freemasonry. So that's how they do it. And they have a working agreement with the Freemasons that whenever like a special event happens or someone like gets promoted, they make a special run of cigars. So this was their big LE for 2024. If you guys are looking to try out the brand, I did get some of their regular production things. They have the Entered Apprentice, the Fellow Craft, and the Master Mason. Now, as far as this cigar goes here, we've got Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. God damn it. Ecuadorian binder and Dominican filler from Ligero and Seco.
Nice.
Yes. And this is going to be the Toro, runs about $14 a stick.
Did you guys get any weird aromas when you lit this thing up?
It was very nice and pleasant.
Okay.
I can't really describe it, but the room
smells. I'm going to give it to you. French toast.
I could see that.
Bro.
A little buttery.
It was like buttery French toast. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm not a guy that ever claims that I can do this shit, all right? I think I had like a sinus infection like Gio did. I took some antibiotics. They put me on one of those little steroids, and now everything is clear. Just like I could smell a fart from down the block. Okay. Buttery French toast on the cigar.
I'll hold them in for you, buddy.
Yeah, please do. Gio legendary with the farts.
But, Yeah, and apparently, yeah, their Masonic references, that's their big, like, kind of thing for them. One of the things that were pretty across the board said about it, out the brand, their cigars are very well constructed. So I will imagine that they will probably be a treat for us.
About an inch in, the burn is absolutely flawless.
Burn and construction.
No ash yet. Has not fallen.
I purposely ashed, and I'm in the same boat as you guys, like.
So I could see how that... It sounds like we're in for a treat here. Yeah.
I like this, though, when we find like something newer. Like,
To continue the show, we now will go to our friend, our short little
King.
Friend.
A reverend and rabbi.
Reverend, rabbi, father,
short
Caleb.
King. Short King.
Esquire. With what we're drinking.
All right.
Esquire?
We are pairing this with the Traveler Whiskey, blend number 40. This is a blended whiskey out of Buffalo Trace, but also in, you know, co-ops with Sazerac as well. So what do we got here? This is a blended whiskey from Sazerac and Buffalo Trace, undisclosed Sazerac distilleries. Release date is ongoing. It's 90 proof. The age is not disclosed, but the blend has been aged for at least 4 years per TTB regulations. The mash bill is also undisclosed. Very light gold color on here. It's about $40 a bottle, which I say very reasonable, especially for something associated with a celebrity. This is obviously Chris Stapleton's whiskey, country singer.
Not even just a celebrity. This dude is
country
legend.
This dude
is huge.
Megastar.
Yeah. Megastar.
I don't know country music, but I know Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Four people I know of it.
But to touch on what Caleb's talking about, that price point at $40 for a Buffalo Trace Sazerac product associated with one of the biggest country stars that ever played. It's kind of cool.
I'm not going to lie. It's delicious. I very easy sipper.
Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews. Some people said it's not all that it's chalked up to be from a Buffalo Trace Sazerac product. I've heard it is very good. I'm glad we got to finally try it. We talked about it before on a news segment, and it is really good. Drinks super easy for 90 proof. The reason they point out blend number 40 is because they tried over 50 different blends, and number 40 was the one that Chris Stapleton and then master distiller Harlan Wheatley, who is a co-founder, that's the one they decided to go with. So blend 40 was the winner. Again, a lot undisclosed, unknown here because of all the different blends released in January 2024. So, you know, tried 50 blends. They didn't, they didn't want to slap a big price on this just because of the association with the country star. You know, they just let's keep it reasonable and see how it does, because you don't want to feel any disappointment when you pay $80 for the name associated with it and it's dog shit. You don't want to do that.
So what's going to happen is in a year, it'll be a $60 bottle, and then in 3 years, 90.
What country star just did that, the Highway?
Is it Brad Paisley, I think?
It's $100 bottle. $100 bottle. Brad Paisley, the Highway.
Yep.
It's aged on his tour bus while he's driving around the country.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just they bring
I remember you actually talking about that.
Yeah.
They bring the barrels with them.
They do.
I mean, cool concept, but $100 price tag on something like that. And you don't know if it's going to pan out or make it. It's a tough buy.
It was probably on there when they dumped their shit into the Chicago River.
That was DMB, I thought.
I know. It was. I'm saying got beef. It was probably some different bridge that they did it at.
I got beef, man. I got beef. They say this bottle is very comparable to Buffalo Trace, just regular Buffalo Trace. Wild Turkey 101, Knob Creek, Four Roses Small Batch. It's also very competitive with brands like Brothers Bond, Heaven's Door, and American Highway Reserve. So all tied to celebrities as well, too, and country singers and whatnot. So comparable.
I think that this has a little more bite than Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
And Buffalo Trace is it 93?
90.
92?
What is 90, what was the proof again?
90. 90. Blanton's is 93.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. What do you think, Caleb?
Yeah, a little spicier, a little more pepper.
You think it might be a rye? The mash bill's undisclosed. Think that out of Saz could just be a Saz with a name on it.
You know what? Yeah, there's got to be. You mentioned the Saz. There's got to be some rye in there, no doubt. I don't know. I wouldn't say
40. Buffalo Trace is a bourbon, you know?
Yeah, so maybe 20% we're talking here, something like that.
I didn't get a lot of rye.
I don't know. I think overall, if you're looking for
No one fucking asked you.
Oh,
okay.
He doesn't like rye anyway.
No, I'm just kidding. He's you don't even like rye.
He's not a rye guy.
That's why. I would have taken. I can't taste shit I like, but I know what I don't like, and that's when I taste it.
And yes, he's already complimented the bottle, which, oof, good for you, man. I like it.
Well, hey, value wise, I think if you like something on the low end proof, paying $40 for it, go ahead, go buy it, and try it. And we'll talk more about it. We'll go back to the taste, how it's going down, how it's pairing with the cigar. We'll touch back on that, but I think if you're looking for something, you're a fan of country music, you like Chris Stapleton, give it a try. It's not going to hurt you. Not going to hurt your wallet for sure.
Also, random thing I wanted to touch on a cigar. For a Habano, I don't get the Habano spice at all.
Nah. I'm kind of with you on that.
Like, I'm actually very surprised it's Ecuador and Habano. This is an interesting blend. Like, I feel like we're going to have a lot going with it here, and then Caleb's got his masonry that we can discuss.
Well, it's
retro hell, I'd say that.
Spice on the retro hell you got? If I could do it, I would. What are we thinking, G?
Oh, it's got a spicy retro hell.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Hey. Oh, it's really not that spicy. Yeah, I'm with you when you smoke it and then you retrohale it and you're like, oh, fuck.
Okay, all right, there's the Habano.
Yep,
there stand it is. Corrected.
So we already talked about the construction and the burn on this thing, how it's constructed very well. We should be in for a treat, and it's burning well. But I think that it's a very good tie-in with the Freemasons as well, because they are master builders. They're stonemasons. That's where they got the name. Comes from the 14th century. That's why you see the T square and the compass and the G, that's all Freemasons, Grand Masons. So these guys were top line construction workers back in, you know, medieval times, you know, 14th century, 50s, you know, these guys were building everything out of stone, the grand churches, lodges. So construction ties in. I think that's a perfect fit for the whole brand right there. So haven't done any Hiram Solomon ever before. So let's hope all the rest are just as beautiful.
I'm yeah, sure I feel like Caleb is the one who always smokes like that random brand that we're like, I've never fucking heard of this. Caleb's like, oh yeah, I tried that before.
Whose idea was this cigar, Caleb?
I picked it.
You picked it?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm cool with it.
Got a lot in our bags.
I just went through one of the, like, we have our, like, four bags, well, two bags from PCA, and I was looking, and I was like, oh yeah, fuck it, let's try that. We haven't done that before. Let's get some we had talked about another cigar, and like we had just did recently, like stuff from Rocky. So I was like, just had Crown Heads. So it was time to get something a little different.
There is so much that has just come out that I would like to smoke. Obviously, the Rocky Year of the Dragon, the Tatuaje TAA 23, Pete Johnson, are you going to come on ever?
I like
there's
that
just so much stuff. There's just so much. I'm excited for it. Yeah. What the fuck are we talking about today? We had some topics you had, right?
Yes. So we talked about an earlier episode, like, is TikTok ruining America? But it just so happens.
Yeah, this is actually big news, man.
Exactly. TikTok.
Do you think any of our listeners give a fuck about TikTok?
Might have some younger people or some people who just enjoy scrolling, perhaps, you know.
Or if they have kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good point, Gio.
I think it's, you know, good. Get the kids off TikTok. Already got it off my tween's phone. TikTok, long gone. Long gone. So I think it's a good thing. It's, you know, we'll talk about it. So a lot of reasons behind the ban. Well, like I said, a lot of people, national security. So China, the company who, you know, TikTok's ran out of China, they can sneak and have access to all your data. No matter what phone you're on, they can access your data through back doors. They have access to that. It's in the terms of service. You agree to it or you don't get the app on your phone. So they're saying right there, big national security. Because, you know, people that are involved in the government have it. They have TikTok accounts. So, you know, like senators, congressmen, advisors, staff, they all have it. So China can access. And these are campaign people. So they could find, you know, they could get almost anything.
Apple makes you do it right off the rip. Remember I showed you that shit yesterday?
Yeah.
Gio, you want to see something crazy? Go on your iPhone.
Okay.
All right. Go to your settings. All right.
Okay.
Go down to privacy and security.
Okay.
Go to journaling suggestions.
Journaling suggestions. Okay.
Okay, there you go. Turn that shit off, bro. Discoverable.
I have it. Turn on. It's not on.
You have it off?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He's ahead.
Okay, you're ahead of the game, dude. Yeah. On the new update? They turned it on. Which means that fucking companies can just see the shit. That's how they come up with those, like,
targeted ads.
That's how they get your targeted ads. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit.
I was just talking about this jersey, and now I have fucking 50 ads for it.
Correct. Yeah. I really want an O.J. Simpson jersey from the Buffalo Bills so bad. I really want one.
Here come the ads.
Oh, they're definitely going to come. Yeah. It's not off on my iPad.
So they say the Chinese government, they ByteDance is the technology, the company behind TikTok, so they could access all user-sensitive data. They also say that the Chinese Communist Party has a lot of influence over the platform that TikTok users engage with. So in China, their TikTok is actually called something else. It's not like American TikTok.
And it's restricted.
It is restricted. So in China, if you're on TikTok, I forgot what it's called. It's not ByteDance. That's a company behind it. It's called something else. But the kids in China or anyone in China who has TikTok on their phone, they only can use it for like 35 to 40 minutes a day. And it's content that's geared towards like math, science, learning, STEM. It's not like...
It's an educational tool.
It's not the crazy shit we see on TikTok with all the kids and their dances and their Giots and Rizzlers and I don't know, crazy stuff that kids do. So there's another thing that, you know, it's kind of brain draining. It's rotting Americans, especially the youth, you know, endlessly scrolling. It's easily addictive. It's kind of harmful. Social media addiction is, it is harmful, and it's steering, you know, education of youth. People rather look at their phones, pay attention, than actually go out and learn something or be around in real life. So that's one of the potential dangers with TikTok and why it has been proposed for a ban. It is actually going to go for a ban to the House of Representatives.
And
what else you got for us, G?
Well, if Trump gets reelected, they're going to fucking shut it down. By the way, Jer, to make your life easier, I did already upload this to our template, so all that needs to be changed is the name and score for later. I got to try and keep up with that.
Oh, I have it down to a science. It's so easy. I was like, Gio, can you do that for us? You're like, yeah, sure. Give me an hour. I'm like, you know what? Never mind. It's done. And it was like 3 minutes later.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I was driving, and I just wanted to make sure I did it right. And then you did it. And I was like, oh, I feel like a dick. But so now I just did it while we were recording.
But it's so, like, that's how easy it is. Right. I have it down to a complete science.
Right. But now it's already up. The picture's uploaded. We're good to go. Just the details need to be changed.
Giot.
Love that word. Giot's a great word. So, okay. So this passed on Wednesday, requiring the TikTok parent company ByteDance to divest the app or else it'll ban TikTok's distribution to the United States. So they want to sell it from a Chinese company to pretty much an American company so they can control what is being distributed and going on through the TikTok. You know, they want to control the logarithm. They want to control the algorithm.
Algorithm, not logarithm.
It's not math. They want to control the algorithm. They want to, you know, it's got to divest or else it's going to cease to exist off your phones. I mean, it won't come off completely. It'll still stay. You're going to have to watch through like a VPN or something like that. So you're going to have to go through like that. It won't affect Android users. This is only for like iPhone users. Hmm. Android, it'll still stay on. I forgot what the weird thing is, but TikTok will still stay on Android because it runs off different programming or software. But this was led by House of China Select Committee member, Chair member Mike Gallagher, Republican from Wisconsin, and a ranking member, Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, a Democrat from Illinois, and it passed with overwhelming bipartisan approval, a vote of 352-65. So President Biden said he would sign the proposed TikTok legislation if it reaches his desk. Chances are it probably will reach his desk and it will be signed.
So I was doing a little homework on this as well. From my understanding, this guy said that he would rather just completely shut it down to the United States than sell and get rid of it.
The owner, Chu, yeah. His name's something Chu.
Yeah.
He's putting out like an influence campaign encouraging you to tell your legislators, your representatives to vote to keep your voices heard and
protect your first. I think that's the worst way to do it, truthfully.
Yeah, he's biting into his audience, the younger people who are easily persuaded. Yeah, Mr. Chu or
he's gonna start fucking riots over TikTok.
Well, no, what's just gonna happen is you just open the door for a competitor to completely just we can't use TikTok anymore. Let's
bring back Vine.
Guys, let's just there's the new one. Let's download TokTik.
Bring back Vine.
Let's go, baby.
Bring back Vine. 6 seconds of comedy.
Do we know anybody?
That's a tech-savvy individual?
We need a tech-savvy guy.
Hit us up.
Let's call Palmer.
Bruh.
So they're actually...
Sorry, Palmer. So I figured that
So, like, during the week...
I know you listen. You'll laugh at that.
during the week, there are actually protests around the White House in Washington, D.C.,
who is protesting?
Young TikTokers.
Are they doing dances in front of the White House?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got the signs that says, TikTok changed my life for the better. TikTok helped my business grow. I'm one of 170 million Americans on TikTok. So it's like they're standing with the Chinese company that has influence.
They're just fucking addicted.
Well, that too. But they're actually, I mean, doesn't it seem kind of weird to you that a Chinese company can hold weight in America? Like, shouldn't it be like, no, you're a Chinese company, you abide by our rules, not we have to follow your rules and you control this?
Yes and no. See, because here's I have a little bit of a problem with this, right? So
I have a problem with what China's doing, though. That's my problem.
No, but you got to remember, we're like, here they are. The national security risk wanting to eliminate Chinese having backdoor access to data. That's a legitimate concern.
I'd say.
But when you say that a company has to start abiding by these type of rules here, you run into the issue of like Australia is trying to say that everyone should censor Twitter. Like, so there's that fine line of regulation versus censorship.
I'll get into this though. Hold on.
First things first.
I'm going to get into that.
It's X.
It's Twitter. It'll always
it's Axe,
Twitter.
Dude.
I'm going to get into that, though. Axe is an American company. So if it is in other countries or states, they should abide by American laws. It shouldn't have to follow their laws. Like, all the hate speech, all that, like, in Germany, like, places like Rumble, like, they're getting pulled. They're not in France. They're not in Germany because the Rumble CEO said, you cannot censor what we have. This is an American company. If you try to censor us, we just will simply, none of your people have access to Rumble in your country. So I think it should work the other way around. If it's, you know,
I think that's actually a horrible plan, though, because now they win.
Well, no, it's just you're censoring your people, so then your people know how bad of a government you are. You don't have free speech.
No, the way you win that is just say, no, fuck you, I'm not listening to you. What are they going to do? They can't put people from Rumble in jail in Germany.
Well, that's what Elon Musk is doing, especially now in like Brazil, because they're trying to censor X in Brazil. They're jailing people who just speak against the government. They could be like, I don't like this current president, or I don't like this senator. And some guy got a 10-year sentence.
Right. Yeah. And that's why you need companies like that, that are going to say, no, fuck you, I'm not listening to you, I'm not eliminating everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Companies shouldn't, like, so like an American company like X shouldn't have to abide by Brazil's law. So like TikTok, they shouldn't have any say in American stuff. They should have to follow American free speech laws. Just because it's illegal in China, where it originated from, if they're here in America, they should play by American rules, because we have free speech and all that.
Bro, are you guys heavily disagreeing right now?
We're having a completely different argument. You're saying that they should be able to make TikTok abide by American rules.
They should, yeah.
But saying that the American companies don't have to abide by other countries' rules.
It sounds like it does. It's
And here's what I'm saying.
What's the word I'm looking for?
So what I'm saying is censorship shouldn't apply. Period.
Yeah, that's like, I agree with you there.
Like, now again, I get the point about the backdoor access. No foreign entity should be able to have that access. If you want to restrict government employees from having this on government phones, things like that, that makes sense to me, because there is an inherent risk of classified information, so on and so forth. But to tell someone that they can't access content is censorship. It's wrong.
Yeah, but do you really want the content that Chinese pushing, like all how they have a different TikTok in China? Like, so do you really want that? Like, so they don't get to see what Americans are seeing, and Americans don't get that because they changed the law.
That's an American culture problem. That's not a China problem.
Yeah, but China's pushing it. It's not American companies that are pushing that culture, that content.
What are you talking about? Because look at what Meta put. Meta is an American company, and they push bullshit. Fucking Twitter Elon Musk. They pushed whatever shit they want. Any company can push whatever they want. They're private companies.
Yeah, but how do they push something different in America, but something different in their country?
Because it's a different country. It's a different audience.
Well, I know, but they shouldn't be able to do that.
That's like saying that they should push football, American football, in Europe because it's more popular here. But soccer is more popular everywhere else.
Yeah, but how in TikTok do they, in China, how do they get 35 to 40 minutes a day on it?
Because China's a fucking communist country that can restrict that.
I know, yeah, but I'm saying, we're America, we're freedom. And no communist should be, anything communism shouldn't deal with this. The censorship, what they see, the control of the law, it shouldn't be like that in America.
That's why we shouldn't like be restricting access unless they say, hey, look, you need to get rid of this backdoor shit. That part is okay. It's a national security issue. But banning an entire platform is censorship.
Make a new one. Just like when they said, if you don't like, just like before Elon bought Twitter, they said, if you don't like Twitter, make a new one. And then Elon stepped in and said, no, I'll buy it. Just make a new one.
It's also not that simple. Remember, Instagram tried Threads? When's the last time you had a Thread account?
Never. Knew exactly. That.
They ask us every day. Yeah, sign up annoying. For Threads.
No. Like, that's the whole point. Like,
I mean, I hate TikTok anyways. I never had it on my phone, never will.
I don't have it either. But the whole point is like,
fellas, I hate to break it to you.
We're on TikTok.
We have. Yeah, but we have TikTok.
The Chinese, by the way, you have it. The Chinese government has access to your phone.
Okay. We, as a company, have TikTok.
But it's on your phone, though.
I don't care. You know what I got to say to China? Fuck you. I don't fucking care.
And that's how our
keep TikTok, making my cheap products.
And that's how our and that's how our TikTok gets banned. Again, yeah. If you were to clip that and put that out, and like, you know, that would get our TikTok account banned.
Probably not.
You think so?
100%.
There are literally accounts on TikTok that criticize China.
They don't stand for long. People like Tim Pool, Lauder Crowder, all those people got taken down just for saying that communism sucks and that they don't agree with Xi Jinping.
Communism does suck.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Well, I'm saying clip that, put it on TikTok, our account will be gone instantly.
That sounds like a horrible business decision.
No, I'm just saying.
We haven't posted a TikTok in, oh my Lord.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because I refuse to do all of them, fellas. Let's see. The last TikTok we posted.
I'm just saying, like, you talk one bad thing about a company that's owned in a country and they ban you.
February 1st nice. Was there. Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Those were good times, man.
Yeah. Titties.
Titties.
I don't know. Jarrett, where are you weighing in on this?
Ooh, man. I feel like, personally, China, like, dude, it's not good that they can access our shit, right? No, yeah. Listen.
Okay.
It's not a good thing. But at the same time, I've unfortunately found myself in the rabbit hole, deep in the rabbit hole. Just, I see the idea behind it, man. I understand why it's addicting. I can understand why people, like, it becomes a part of your life. Clearly, it's not a part of our life. We haven't updated in 2 months, 3 months. Aside from that, I say ban it, and here's why. Now these fucking kids will have to go do shit and actually make a living. What are these fucking TikTok kids going to do? Like these TikTok like influencers, what are they going to do when this is gone?
Go to
They're
going to
have to get real jobs. No.
Yeah, they probably will go to Instagram or go to an American company. You guys live here. If you love China so much, go there. Go TikTok dance in China. Do it.
That shit's just... Half the time, kids don't even have the mental capacity to understand that shit.
Can I get another monster pour of that so I can start traveling?
Yeah, I'm gonna doom pour it myself. And then
traveling to wasty land.
Yes. Traveling to wasted.
I wish I knew some Chris Stapleton songs so I could make some puns or something, but I'm not.
Fire Away would probably be the first one. All right, yeah, let's fire away. Take your best shot. Show me what you got. Honey.
Hit me with your best shot.
That is not Chris Stapleton.
I know.
That's just straight up.
Oh, God. The some 80s hair band.
Oh, I didn't really say my opinion. Yeah, I think that the United States should just ban it. Who gives a fuck?
I'm okay with it.
Fuck it. Who cares?
I'm okay with it.
Who cares? I don't use it. We use it a little bit, but it does nothing. It doesn't do anything.
We get haters.
Okay, yeah. I like haters. Dude, I actually prefer the hate comments.
Remember the one with the two guys, the monster drinking bros? And you're like, hey, those guys, they could beat you up. They look tough.
No, somebody said the call's coming from inside the room, bro. Which I liked. It was funny. Yeah.
I don't know.
He basically called us retards.
So, Jared, see, what's great about this for you is you're like, you're a troll. You just want the world to burn. So
I love it. I love it. Like, me, I get in those comments, bro. I don't have a burner account or anything. But I will say I prefer the burner account comments over, like, the regular comments. Yeah, dude. Like, somebody just has a burner. They just say some really out-of-pocket crazy shit. And you're just like, yes, let me go through those 122 replies.
I love any sort of comment
guys,
section.
Guys, Jerry's burner is Skank Hunt 42.
Yeah, right?
I love any sort of comment, like, battle going on, wars, talking shit. I love it. It's the best. I live for reading those comments. It's so fun.
Some men just want to watch the world burn. There he is.
Here I am. What's the proof on this shit, dude?
90.
No, so it's essentially, it's like the same proof.
Yeah. It's good, man. It's good.
Dude, this shit hits. I don't know if I just didn't eat enough today.
It's pairing very nicely. Like, mild, easy smoking cigar, 90 proof sipper. Like,
retrohale that.
I can't.
Retrohale it. I wish I could. And then tell me that it's a nice, easy cigar.
I mean, it still is.
Go ahead.
It's definitely a medium.
Bro, that retrohale is spicy, dude. Give it a little bit.
I don't know how to retrohale. I can't do it, man.
This is why fucking Jennifer True won't let us have fucking cigars.
Yeah. We're not a retrohale. God, you need some more experience.
Some people can't do certain things. Like, I can't juggle. I tried. I practiced.
Can't reach the top shelf. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
I need a ladder for that. You know, I need assistance. I can't do it naturally. I need, like, performance enhancement, like Gio has.
Gio's shirts are looking looser and looser, dude. My man's withering.
I know. Dude, this is what happens.
It's like a double XL right there.
No, this is just a regular XL.
Oh, my God. He's shrinking, dude. He's shrinking.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was going to say, man, you're starting to look a little skinny. The head is still enormous, but...
I've always had a big head, though.
Okay. All right. I thought you had a normal head, but... All right.
Damn.
So there's like
TikTok. Who gives a fuck? So they got Gio.
To get back,
Gio. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. Let's ban TikTok. Who gives a fuck?
So they have 9 months to get this sale done to an American company, and then they'll provide additional 60 days, depending on how long it takes to finalize or whatever.
And then they'll sue, and then it'll go to the Supreme Court. Some random shit.
Let's ban pages on Facebook too.
Certain pages.
Groups. Let's get rid of.
I got a better one. Let's ban fucking OnlyFans for like the ugly broads.
No, just ban OnlyFans.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if we were allowed to vote on if they were allowed to have an OnlyFans?
Like, everyone's allowed. We won't even keep
the most misogynistic thing of all time. Are you worthy? If not, you have to get a real job.
Dude.
Having big tits and a fat ass isn't enough anymore.
Dude, there's like...
You gotta have a good enough face for it.
Dude, there's like teachers, nurses, and even police officers that have like quit their jobs just to do OnlyFans.
If you were making $30,000 a month and all you were doing is once in a while when you got bored, sending out a picture of your tits... I mean, your mom doesn't love you anymore. Your dad definitely hates your guts.
Or he's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, fatherless activities. No dad's going to be like, I stand with my daughter. If she wants to send her tits, I'll subscribe to that and support her. Like, what?
What? Yeah, what?
What?
You're subscribing to your own kids only? Dude.
Nah.
But listen, if you're getting 30 grand a month, I can say I understand it.
I get it. But the misogyny in me is like, no, you should not be allowed.
Math man, what's $30,000 a month equate to yearly?
$30,000 a year?
Isn't it like $360,000?
Yeah, it's $360,000.
All right, so you do that for 4 years, you're a millionaire.
Just sending out some titty pics. I hate when I see like the, ironically, the TikToks or in the reels, a girl's like... Here, I'm going to go pay for my trip to Dubai. And she goes into the bathroom in the plane and then just comes out with, snaps a picture and just comes out of the plane. She's like, trip's totally paid for.
So here's something. I heard there's a lawsuit going on where there's a guy, he's suing an OnlyFans company because services offered, besides just pictures, was daily chats. You know, like almost like sexting or talking, like having almost like you're talking to a buddy. And he's suing because he found out that the chats were coming from a guy and this girl who was... The girl who was doing OnlyFans, all she did would show up, take the pictures, and leave. And she had a whole team doing all her messages, and there were guys doing message.
That's how Andrew Tate made all his money.
Well, now this guy is suing. He's going to sue OnlyFans for fraud because of he's not talking to the girl. He's talking to essentially a team.
You know, he might have like a fraud case.
I 100% think he does.
I think if you're under the assumption it wouldn't shut down OnlyFans. Well, that you would just.
No one wants to shut down OnlyFans. We just want to make it better.
Yeah.
I don't have an OnlyFans. Like, I don't follow any OnlyFans. But however,
John Cena has an OnlyFans.
I like the idea behind it.
Not like there's non-nude pages. So what I found out.
Oh, okay.
So not only is there like the 20-year-old that pays the rent.
How did you find out?
No, this was a big article. Like
a research article. Gio wasn't OnlyFans.
They talked about the highest paid people on OnlyFans, and I'm like,
yeah, like Tyga
what the
and
fuck?
Stuff like that. Or
Tyga,
Bad Barbie, the Catch Me Outside.
Right, there's like four that are actual like porn girls.
That girl made $18 million in one day.
The day she turned 18.
The day she turned 18.
That's wild.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting because some of those pictures were probably before she was 18, making it kind of illegal.
I don't even think she had to do that. I think she literally just was like, pay me.
I have no clue if she posted anything
nude, saying if there were
pictures. $18 million.
to see some retard talk.
So the whole fucking thing with that is it's like, so there's celebrities that like they treat it like they're Patreon. And like Tyga, who's like a rapper, and there's people just getting ratchet. So he's just sitting there in his fucking mansion. And then there's a bunch of fucking naked bitches in the background twerking. Like, they're like, oh, this guy lives a great life. It's like fucking Dan Bilzerian uncensored.
Ban it. Ban OnlyFans too while you're at it. Just ban it. It's America's being ruined.
The next thing he's going to say is ban Pornhub.
It's already been shut down in some states, actually, because the age verification and them not going along with it.
Imagine living in Utah.
Texas did it too, I think, I believe. Yeah. Oh, here it is. So TikTok.
We'll never get XNXX.
So TikTok is already banned in some other countries.
XNXX.
X hamster.
So it's Gio likes the blue page. It's not black and yellow. It's blue and yellow in Gio's browser.
All right. So full TikTok ban in India since 2021. Canada has it banned on devices issued to federal government employees. So they're not allowed to have an app. I think that should happen in America too until they figure this shit out. So in China, their version of TikTok is called Douyin. So it's a similar video sharing app, and it follows Beijing's strict censorship rules. So they don't do what TikTok does in America on Douyin. Douyin. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. So that's where we stand right there on that.
If there's one thing I know you do a lot, it's up. Pronounce words correctly, so I'm trusting you on this one. Yes,
you have the best pronunciation of anyone I've ever met.
I can't even say English words right.
That was the point, dude. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you say shit that, like, remember what was the last one?
Logarithm.
Logarithm. Algorithm. Instead of chameleon, it was charmeleon,
which was hilarious.
Pokemon.
It's what I bring to the show, man.
I don't know, dude.
You idiot.
Anyway,
ban TikTok. That's what I say.
All right. You had something else? Was there something else you wanted to talk about?
Yes.
I like Caleb's, like, just kind of like full on embrace the producer role.
Yeah, he kind of just comes up with it, and I'm okay with it.
Well, I ask you guys, no one ever responds back to my text. It's like you guys just go AWOL.
I am going to just say this in the most respectful way.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, the amount of time and work I put into this goddamn show. Go fuck yourself.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
When I ask about show topics, and if anyone has anything to add, I get crickets. Here, let me see.
Yeah, there you go. Crickets. Sorry, I was too busy editing by myself.
Listen,
This is what I said today at 2:17. I said, I got the TikTok ban, self-checkouts, and Patrol Gun Wild the news. If there's anything anyone else would like to add to the show, let me know by 3:30 because I'll be slanging liquor to minors. And the only response I got was, no after her. And then you said, and then Jerry sent a meme about the Dinussi.
Did you like that meme?
Oh, dude, I sent that to you.
RGC is the truth. The least productive, but
if anybody has anything to add, speak now. No one spoke, so we didn't add anything. There you go, buddy.
But you're Caleb, you call me like the producer and I take over the show.
No, actually a compliment.
I know.
Me and Jerry were talking about this.
Holy shit, dude. You have to come up with a couple topics. Jesus Christ. I can't wait until you guys all leave right after this and I have to edit the episode by myself.
I told you I'm staying.
Bro, I'm ready to play the fucking bells again, dude. You guys want to go in? We can go in.
Wild out Saturday. I told you I'm staying. I brought cigars.
Wilding out?
I brought cigars. I'm ready to go.
So we're going to have a night?
I will. All right. I will. But no, see, if you guys in the audience don't like the general direction of the show, I ask. No one responds. Just saying.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Well, I'm just letting people know. If you don't like the direction of the show.
Caleb's the producer of the show today. What is it?
Guys.
Good job, man.
Here's the fucked up part. I was actually complimentary to him. I was like, yeah, I actually thought the last episode was one of our best non-interview episodes.
He did say that, and Caleb's like, oh, it's an insult to be the producer. Sorry, I was the producer. I was the producer, the editor, the director, the camera guy, guy that pulls up the clips.
But normally when we work on shows, and it's not an interview, we work on the general layout of the show.
I think you did a great job.
You laid it out and you laid it up, bro.
And good it's job, relevant.
Man. And it's relevant. You're doing a great job, buddy.
All right, then consider this a short King slam dunk then.
Yes.
Nate Robinson, dude.
Too short.
Just don't fight Jake Paul.
Yeah, you get slumped, dude. Knocked out. All right.
We need to get Caleb into celebrity boxing.
Dude, I'm down. I'd do it.
I don't know who. Maybe we'll find someone.
I'd do it. I'm down.
Let's find a cigar personality for him.
I'd do it. I don't care.
Don't eat. Stop.
Don't name names.
Just stop. No. No. Stop. I already know what you're thinking. No, stop. No. Stop it.
No, I said
no.
I said don't name names. Just I'm 110% in. Let's just make it work. It could be the tallest guy or the shortest guy.
Celebrity cigar figure fighting?
Yeah.
We got to call like.
Just not Mike Tyson.
How about no? We can't call it celebrity. Because I'm sorry to break it to anybody out there in the cigar industry.
None of us
are famous, just so you know.
Except Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri, I think he might be off the table. I also think Guy Fieri would kill you.
Like if me and Guy Fieri... I think
he would kill you.
Just saying, if we had to throw like a celebrity boxing match where I had to box someone, I would do it with Guy Fieri. I wouldn't care if I lost or won. I would just do it. Just get in the ring with Guy.
Caleb, I think Guy Fieri, you would wake up after he comatosed you and you'd be like, what the fuck is that taste? It's salty. It's from him dropping his balls in your mouth after he knocked you out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's Flavortown.
Yeah. He's going to take you to Flavortown.
He's just got Flavortown.
And then you're going to be like, what does that taste? And everyone's going to be like, dude, Guy Fieri, not only did he knock you out.
You got the knuckle sandwich, bitch.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
All right, hold on. I'm going to look up his stats, like his height. And
side note, before you get that, I think if we talked to like Mikey, he would actually be able to somehow organize this.
For charity. Yes. For charity. Who are we donating to?
I don't know. Some like good charity.
Isn't all charity and all charitable work good?
No, some charities suck. I don't support all charities.
Me neither.
Yeah. All right.
I don't like the
like
ones
Saint Jude.
I like that one. I don't like the ones where like guys like somehow have PS5s that they auction off.
All right. Guy Fieri, he's 5'10", 198 pounds. I'm about 5'7", 175 pounds. I'd do it. I'd still do it.
I think he's got the reach advantage.
You think
you
can
bulk
up? You think we could make it work if he got down to like 185 and you went up 10?
Yeah. Yeah. I would do it. I would do it right now.
Catch weight.
I would do it right now. No training, no nothing. Like me and Guy just, I would do it with anyone right now.
Why do you want to fight Guy Fieri?
No,
I
like him.
No, that was just the person we threw out there.
You threw out there. I'm saying anyone, don't care who they are, how tall, how small.
I feel like we could set this up, though.
Let me ask you a question, Caleb.
Yeah.
If there was one guy in the cigar industry you would box, who would it be? This is great content, by the way.
Yeah.
Who would I box?
Dude, just anyone in the industry that you would just be like, you know what? I don't care if he kicks my ass or anything. I would just like to box him.
Man. This is tough. Because there's an answer that you guys are all dying for me to say. I know it's there.
Do you got one, dude? Is there somebody?
Here's a note. Here's someone I'm not willing to box. Juan Pirro from Don Derrotego. I'm not boxing him. The dude's ripped out of his mind. He's on the Geo regiment.
He's also, I mean, he's like one of us.
Wasn't he like an MP or something too?
Yeah, he was a military police officer. That guy would kill you.
Exactly. That's why I said I'm not. Like he's off the table right away.
Okay.
It looks like he trains hard too.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
Well, let's come back to this. We got to talk
about Gio drops a shirt size, he'll look like fucking Juan Pirro again. He's swimming in that thing now. Those used to be tight.
Nah, this is just a baggy fit.
Young La.
Give me one, dude. Throw a name out there.
Dude,
all right. I got a hypothetical matchup that would be similar size in the super lightweight division.
All right, who are we going with? Well, I don't qualify as super lightweight anymore. I got the dad bod.
What's that?
I got the dad bod. I'm not super
lightweight. I won't say it.
I know who we're going for.
Like, if you were talking similar size, you know, the strawweight championship, there's a couple. Like,
I'm 175. I don't qualify for that. I'm talking like not even cutting, just going right now at this moment.
All right.
No training, no nothing. Just going. Just get two guys out of shape. Just going at it.
Here's the fucked up though. Like I would say, like for you to have a chance, like it would have to be like an old guy, but one of these like old Cuban dudes might like be like ex-military and just fuck you up.
Fuck you, Eladio Diaz. We're fighting right now.
I can't come up with a name. Shout out to Juan though. You know. He's our homeboy. We got to talk about other things.
All right, we'll let the producer move on to the next topic.
Like, this is one I'm excited for. Guys, get prepared. We're going old school. We're going to start eliminating self-checkouts at stores like Target and Walmart. And that's just the start. I'm pumped for this one. There's nothing more I hate than working all day. 8, 10, 12 hours. Then I go to the store. And the audacity of these stores that want me, who just worked all day, to go do someone else's job and scan and check out my own groceries. I've had enough of it. It's time for that to end. I hate it.
I hate it. Hear me out. My preference for self-checkout would be if they limited these scannable items. So there's like, we've all went to a store where we needed three things and then had to wait in line for 25 minutes.
Not me. I just put it back. I actually leave it in an area where like I look dissatisfied and look at the person and make eye contact with them, and I just leave it there.
I agree with you.
I see the number, and if the number says less than 10 and there's a guy with 46 things and the guy doesn't have the balls to tell the guy, dude, you got 46 things. You got to go to a regular cashier. I'm going to look dissatisfied at the cashier and say, and I'm going to walk out. And then some fucking little kid is going to have to put it all back. And you're like, what a fucking asshole.
I'm with you. I stand.
But I don't mean to be mean about it. No. But like,
it's frustrating.
Have some balls and say, dude, you got way too many. You got to go.
It's
I'm just saying, like, that self-checkout was meant to be so, like, oh, you could quickly just do this yourself and be gone.
Let me ask you a question. How would you feel about this? What if somebody had the balls to do what I'm going to say right now? They scanned out, it was less than 10.
Uh-huh.
And it was 15 things they had, and they were getting ready to pay, and you hit a button that said, you got 15, you got to go to the cashier.
I hit it all day.
And then they had to take all their shit and then go wait in the line after they
I would love that.
Yeah, like,
that would be great.
But the kid has to have the balls to do it, so you know the dude's going to go.
Fuck the balls, make the computer stop.
I know.
No more
scams.
But
I'm saying, yeah, the computer knows when you hit your limit, we're not scanning anymore.
Right.
So you have to go wait in the other line.
Or you go to the back of the line for the rest of your five items or whatever's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just make it inconvenience people. Yes. Fuck it. Fuck it.
That's a great idea. I didn't think of it, and I love it. Yeah.
The computer just knows you've hit your limit.
If they say the number's 15 items, no, nothing. It stops scanning when you get to 15.
You know there's going to be guys that are two over that are like, yeah, I didn't really need this cheese anyway. And they're just going to leave it there.
I didn't need my wife's tampons. Leave it
there. Yeah, babe, sorry. They didn't have fucking Heavenly Hash ice cream.
Sorry, I reached the limit. It was this or the beer. I had to decide.
I ain't waiting in two lines. It's bad enough I'm here right now. It's Saturday.
I love it. Yeah. That's great. I didn't even think about it.
I think that's the solution.
Did I just come up with that on the fly? Just like a computer that's just like...
Pitch it.
Done. I think you may have said it.
I was like...
I don't want to steal your idea.
No, I meant enforce it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like some kid's like, yeah, sorry, dude. There ain't nothing I can do. It's programmed. You hit 10. You can either go to the line or the bitch that we hired, the little kid that's 16, it's his first job, he has to go and put it all away. Who cares?
I feel like there should be a security guard just for that that lane, and it's like they bounce you out to the back of the line or something like that. Like,
have you guys seen the new thing they have though at like Wegmans? I happen to go to the Wegmans out over in Amherst because you know they get all the fancy stuff at that one because it's like the Cadillac Wegmans, and they have this little like gadget.
That's the one next to Black and Blue.
Yes.
On transit?
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
good eats there.
That's good eats.
Yeah, so it's got this little...
It's got all the organic shit, too.
Yeah. You sit up top, you eat your little Subway, sub. Oh, yeah.
It's got this little gadget that goes on the cart that you scan your shit as you pay out. So you put it in the bag.
Ooh.
And then when you're done shopping, you swipe your card on this little device, and then you just put it back on the little charging station, and you walk out, and your shit's all paid for.
I like it.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
That's a good idea. Skips lines, skips the self-checkout. I like it. That's a good
idea.
And
you could pay for half your order and walk out.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great idea. That's amazing.
No scales in a cart, bro.
Yeah. Well, besides that. Well, so you bring up a point.
That's why they only did that in the nice part of town.
Yeah, that's why that's in Amherst and not in...
Fucking... the city.
Yeah.
So that's a great point. I'm glad you guys brought that up. The crime. That is why, like in states like California, we were becoming a low trust society because of liberal laws, liberal policies. Where
were we ever a high trust society?
No, well, but I'm saying like, no. If there's memes floating around where me walking out with $500 worth of groceries after I scan an orange.
Well, I think.
Yo, this PS5 that I got for a lemon is great.
Exactly like the Walmart shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think at one point, I think when we were growing up, 90s, we had a higher trust society where people were like, you know, we let go of some things. Just think about the tales your grandparents take where they fought kids in the same neighborhood that were maybe a different ethnicity because you were Polish and one guy is Italian and you didn't trust each other. And now everyone intermarried, intermingled. More trust, more everything. People spread out. They started living safer lives outside of the city. Dude, don't look at me like that. We had a high society. I think 90s was the peak. We grew up in peak society times. And now with all these flash mobs of crime, the self-scanners where you could check out a lemon and get yourself a PS5, we're low trust. We're a low trust society.
I love that.
If you steal less than $1,000 worth of product,
it's a violation. Exactly. Slap on the wrist.
Slap on the pee-pee.
Yeah, like you get your pee-pee slapped. So that's it. Like, you can't do that. And then they never make you pay restitution or anything. Yeah. You just get to keep all the shit.
There's like stores like Cabela's where I know that if you steal less than $1,000, they won't even call the cops.
Because in New York, that's petty larceny. And it's a violation charge. It's a joke.
It is a joke. Well, so a lot
they can't even arrest you for it. You get an appearance ticket for it.
I hear at some Cabela's, no matter where they are, they won't even call the cops. It's like a rule at the store. Don't even call the cops and waste their time.
Let me ask you a question.
Why am I not
stealing
from Cabela's?
Let me ask this as a solution. What if it was two big-ass brolic motherfuckers at the door? And if you stole and they found out you stole, they just beat the fuck out of you. And then they were like, I didn't hit that guy.
Well, so they used to be able to do shit like that. Then the sue happy people.
Yeah.
Like, you remember when casinos could beat the fuck out of you?
You can commit crimes, and you don't have to fear anything.
Well, that's
crackheads go in, they grab 30 beers, they walk out, and they wave to the cashiers and say, see ya, dude. And they're like, you gotta pay for that. And they're maybe next time.
I'm gonna say something here that might be a little controversial, right?
Don't be controversial. No, I'm just kidding. Get controversial.
All right. So you have your, you know, corporate-ran drug stores, your CVS, your Walgreens, Rite Aids that go through all this fucking shit with the stealing.
Close them all.
Well, bro.
Well, they're all disappearing.
Well, Rite Aid declared bankruptcy. They're closing 3,000 stores.
Close them all.
But what's hilarious to me about this is, you know what stores don't have massive theft issues?
No.
All like the typically like Arabic owned or Middle Eastern owned corner stores. Do you know why? Because there's 100 YouTube videos of them beating the fuck out of people that steal.
Well, this and then the cops show up and they're like, I don't know English. And
I don't know what happened. Now, bro, your cameras are in 4K, but I know what happened.
Well, now you're under arrest for beating a thief. That happens now.
You know, I'm
it happens. In New York City, it's happened. Store owners have gotten arrested for beating up people who steal. Or, you know, there's a guy even in New York City, he attacked a store owner with a knife. The store owner got the knife, stabbed in the back, and he got arrested.
No, I saw that video. That dude actually beat the case there.
Well, he did end up beating it, but still, the fact that he even got arrested in the first place shouldn't have even happened.
Can I make a suggestion to the world? I love the old, getting stoned. Not, killed, but, you know, getting fingers chopped off. Like,
Harambe's
I want to tell you this straight up. You're a 11-year-old... 12-year-old kid and you steal a candy bar. All right. Your parents should just beat the shit out of you. That's fine. You shouldn't lose a finger for that. But if you're like a 30-year-old crackhead and you're stealing beer and you're just obliviously stealing from a store, I'd be okay with them getting a finger chopped off. I'd be okay with that. And then guess what? I promise you, dudes are not going to steal anymore. They're going to be like, dude, if I get caught, I have two fingers left.
I only have two fingers.
I can't light my crack.
I have my thumb and my pinky left. That's it. I can't do anything with that.
There you go. There's a solution.
So this is coming out of, especially like I said, liberal states, California, where the theft under $1,000, and they have all these crime flash mobs. So they 20, 30, 50 people, they rush in.
Yeah, the organized retail theft.
Exactly. gangs of just thieves.
And they go steal like the Louis, they go loot anything, the Louis Vuitton store or some shit, or the Nike store.
I got a solution. What if a armed guard just stand in the inside with a fucking AR-15, but it's not like, it's not real bullets. It's just like bean bags.
Or like
still hurt. It's going to hurt so fucking bad.
The rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets. And they're just standing in those big stores and they just hire that guy off duty. And that guy, all he does is just pepper spray, and then when they're rolling on the ground, just lights them up with fucking rubber bullets. Make it so like they can't just walk out with it. Well, they have to earn it. If they want it, they got to earn it.
Or here's the thing. If you're caught doing that shit, the store is immune from all civil liability.
Ooh. I like a qualified immunity kind of thing.
Yeah, if they're defending their property and you get your ass whooped by their security, you are legally not allowed to sue them.
That's on you. That's on you.
I like it.
I like
it. Because here's the thing. I like it. There's still the risk you might get away, but that dude who gets his ass whooped, qualified immunity.
I like what Gio said about the casinos. Like back in the day, you ever watch any old movies, you know, if you got caught cheating, you did get beat up. If you got away with it,
I guarantee you got away with it. In Vegas, that still happens.
Yeah, I'm sure it happened. Not as much as it did back in like the 50s, 60s, 70s.
But I guarantee you it still happens. It definitely still happens.
But I like
the movie 21.
But no one ever wins.
But I like
no one ever wins.
I like that. It should be, if you're going to steal, even from a mom and pop shop, big chain retailer, if you steal, do it at your own risk. But if you get caught, you're getting a beating.
Like...
qualified immunity.
Yeah, I would say it has to be within reason, though. You can't like beat someone to death.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, but a healthy ass whooping never hurt nobody. Well, sure, but you know what I mean.
And most people do learn from their first ass beating. You're probably not going to come back to that store for a second ass beating, because if you got caught once, you're probably going to get caught again.
Yo, dude, we should go rob fucking Louis. Fuck that, dude. My eye socket is still recovering.
Because, yeah. Here's the thing. They get free healthcare anyways, because they never pay any of their fucking medical bills, so... I mean, the taxpayers are already paying for their medical. At least the taxpayers don't got to pay more for the cost of goods.
So stores like Kroger, they're still going to keep the self-checkouts, but they're going to be monitoring the self-checkouts with new AI security cams. So violators who are caught are going to be put on like a do not enter list. So they might walk in a store, they'll get flagged immediately and be escorted out and told to leave.
I mean, casinos have the facial recognition for banned players.
That is true.
Like you, if you're not allowed to be at like MGM, you walk in, there's like a guard that comes up to you within like 3 minutes.
Damn, they're that good. It's that good.
Bro, they had facial recognition, like cutting edge shit, like 10 years ago.
Well, from the article I found this, it actually says majority of Americans actually don't like self-checkout at all. They'd rather have that person-to-person interaction. So they don't really like the self-checkout. It's good in small quantities, like we said, 10 and under, in and out real fast, but most people just would rather have someone cash them out and bag it for them. And I agree. I'm with that. Especially the last thing you want to do after working all day is scan your items and bag it yourself. You want someone else to do that. They get paid.
Well, like, Target's annoying because they have like two cashiers and expect everyone to go through the self-cashier.
I'm gonna just go out. I'm gonna say one little thing. I like these jobs because They're starter jobs. Like, when you're 16 years old, there needs to be something besides cutting lawns that you could do.
Yeah, you got something. It gets you out. You're with people. You're meeting people. You're just talking to people. You're learning skills. It's just good to be out and have a job and work. And like you said, it's a good starter job for anyone. Or older people, too. Something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the retiree that, like, just needs, like, is bored.
Home Depot, bro. Yeah. Just going to the break room. I mean, no, you can never find an employee there anyway.
All right, guys. I'm happy for the elimination of self-checkout. We got the TikTok ban. Let us know what you guys think about both those topics. Are you happy? What do you think? But we have to move on. It is time for Patrol Gone Wild, brought to you by Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust, makers of fine cigars such as Mi Querida, Sin Compromiso, Sober Mesa, and many others. Let's go.
Patrol Gone Wild. We're doing it big.
All right. Up first, we have a zombie sex offender. It's only getting mentioned because of this guy's mugshot that we're even talking about it. This dude looks like a straight-up zombie out of The Walking Dead.
Jesus Christ.
I got a clip for this. We'll let the clip play, and that's what we got. Yeah, amazing mugshot.
This happened at Black Forest Hills Elementary School on Friday afternoon. A phone call to parents said the man entered school property, engaged with students, and then left. Then this afternoon, the school district sent out an email to parents informing them this man, 33-year-old Solomon Galligan, had been arrested and charged with attempted kidnapping.
Holy shit.
That email to parents from the principal of the school, Amanda Replug, says right after the incident, staff brought students inside from recess and called district security. In another letter, she says the school safety team will convene.
The school safety team beat the fuck out of the man. That's what should have happened.
You would think in a society that someone like that would catch a beating. It was caught by police, charged with one count of attempted kidnapping, and he's set to appear in court next Thursday. So, guy is clearly probably on some drugs, has a lot of run-ins with the law. The only reason we're talking about it is because of that mugshot.
Well, I mean, if he's like, I don't know, as the rest of his background, is he ever like convicted of like pedophilia or any of that shit?
Convicted, registered sex offender. So he already has.
Then he should just get in the
death penalty.
The Seattle treatment.
Death penalty.
Yeah, the Seattle.
The treatment. Seattle treatment. Oh, yeah. I like how you do. I like how you did that. You made it a little nicer.
Yeah.
For those who don't know. We played a little police clip that happened in Seattle last week on our Patreon last week. Dude, a man tried to abduct a 7 and 11-year-old girl, met him up, pulled a gun out on cops, and then they absolutely mag-dumped 46 rounds into this guy. They should have actually reloaded and done another 46, but that's called community policing at its finest. Eliminating pieces of shit that want to molest and
rape children.
Good riddance. I don't feel bad. You can hate me for saying that. I don't care if he was a person. He tried to molest and abduct a 7 and 11-year-old kid. Go get fucked.
And had a gun.
And he did pull it out on said cops at a sting operation.
Yeah, he probably pulled it out to be like, go back in the room.
Yeah.
Because he pulled it out and was like very off-put that it was police that answered the door. Hi, Officer Thomas.
Hi, Chris Hansen.
Eliminated. All right, up next.
Cripple kill.
Up next, we are moving on. We have a master thief. This is an ex-employee of Augusta National, allegedly transported millions of dollars worth of stolen Masters memorabilia, including an Arnold Palmer green jacket. This happened from 2009 up until 2022. Augusta National Golf Club warehouse coordinator Richard Brendan Golbanensky, accused of transporting millions of dollars worth of stolen memorial related to the Masters. He pled guilty. What do we got here? He was stealing the stuff and selling them for millions of dollars. One of the allegedly stolen items was an Arnold Palmer green jacket. This is from the 50s. Was Arnold Palmer in the 50s, 60s?
Probably.
Green jacket. He sold it to a buyer who agreed to buy it for $3.6 million.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
So he was known not only as the guy facilitating the trades, the deals, he was the middleman locating the, especially this jacket. FBI swarmed his house. Him and his wife got arrested by the feds. They were already living in a $2 million house in Evans, Georgia. Indoor, in-ground pool, outdoor pool, putting green on his estate as well. So he said he was a mortgage broker, although he worked at Augusta. So these jackets, once you win it, they're never supposed to leave Augusta National grounds. So that's how he was caught. Someone knows.
Oh, so like when you win the Masters, your jacket has to stay there? What do you have, like a locker?
It says right here, Augusta National is fiercely protective of his memorabilia. The green jackets are never supposed to leave the club's grounds at all.
Oh, I didn't know that. So like Scheffler now has, does he have two?
I believe so. Yeah. So yeah. It stays there.
And they have to stay there, what, in like a locker?
I'm going to guess.
I'm assuming they have like some.
Or behind glass or something like that.
Memorabilia casing or something. Kind of a dumb thing to steal.
If you win, though, I'm sure you have your own locker.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
You get
the special treatment if you want.
Like, you know where your locker is.
For life.
Like, that's my locker.
Yeah, so I
get the fuck away from my locker. You're a bum.
So it's Augusta's the like super prestigious course, correct? I don't know.
That's where they ship in that like that white sand from certain beaches.
Dude, it's the Super Bowl. That's where they stole all the sand from Jamaica and they flew it there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm making assumptions. No, it's like, but they probably definitely
did. Special sand from a special location. It's like quartz. So, it's not really sand. It's like quartz grounded up.
I was listening to the radio and they were talking about, because there was like some golf thing coming up and they were talking about golf swingers. Augusta is so protective of their course, they won't let simulators use their course, so like people to practice on it. Like they are like, oh, when's that going to happen? And basically the guy talking, whatever the pundit was, is like, when someone wants to pay them probably $50 million.
You'll never play on this course, even if it's simulated, you peasant.
Right. Like, well, I didn't know they were never even in the PGA video. There, though, like, man. They weren't even in the PGA video games.
Caleb, we can't even handle Diamond Hawk here. Don't you think? You think that we're going to fucking... Dude, I don't even want to imagine how horrible it would be.
But could you like
shoot 250? Yes, we piss everybody off.
That's the mystique and how protective they are of this fucking course.
Caleb's gonna get arrested for not putting a divot back in.
Oh, dude, no doubt. Yeah, you have to put all your divots back.
See,
in.
See, I'm saying they would arrest you for not putting a divot back.
They probably have a space where they fill the divots right away. Some guys got a cart. They just got grass. They put it right back in. But yeah, there we go. Master Thief from the Masters.
All right,
and Gio, we have another Patrol Gone Wild story from Gio. So,
let's little local one here. I got the clip for it here. I thought I had to trim it down because it was very long, but we have a Rochester defense district attorney, not a defense attorney. Sorry, was attempted to be pulled over for a simple traffic violation, and here this is her response, at least the start of it.
Sirens or
no,
anything?
No, I didn't actually. I was on the phone.
Okay, well, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving either.
Yes, I am, with the hands-free, absolutely.
Okay. Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job. No, you just admitted to me that you were going 55 and a 35 on Phillips Road.
Can you please tell him to leave me alone? It's...
Officer Christofoli. Can you stay over here, ma'am?
This is a
legal traffic stop. Do you have your ID?
No, it's in my purse. Here.
You have your purse right there.
No, this is my lunch. Would you talk to Dennis? I'm the one who prosecutes it, okay? Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead. You know what I've been dealing with all day? 3 murders in the city. And do you think I really care if I was going 20 miles over the speed limit?
Okay, I'm just doing my job. If you pulled over when you saw my lights, which obviously you did.
I thought you were going somewhere else because I thought no one would ever pull a
Yeah. Ooh, no one would ever pull a DA over.
Yeah.
Ooh, some self-entitlement right there, you know.
I actually saw the whole video. It is absolutely absurd. It goes on for like 20 minutes.
Is
it cringe? The entire department's there.
Is it cringe?
Chiefs get called. Yeah, it's just like this typical self-entitled woman that's just like, she thinks she's above the law. I mean, it's absolutely bananas. It's bananas. If this was any of us, we would be dragged out of our cars, windows broken out, tackled to the ground. Thankfully, that didn't happen, but... This is crazy. I think she ended up getting a ticket and basically blew it off as if...
I don't give a fuck.
I don't really care. I prosecute these.
She's still going to get the normal entitlement of a plea and fucking probably driving school that she'll pay someone to go to for her.
Probably.
But my whole thing with that is like, what a fucking asshole. Like, do you know how that interaction goes if she just pulls over? Hey, sorry. I don't know if you know, but I'm the district attorney. Have a nice day.
Are you saying they're above the law?
No, they're not above the law, but we just know that people get courtesies. Either if you know law enforcement, which she was on a first name basis with this guy's superior.
I saw the superior walk up and I forget what her name was. You didn't even do that? What the hell is this girl's name?
Sandra.
Yeah, he goes, Sandra, you know the law. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. You just pull over.
I thought you were talking about the superiors.
No. His name was Jeff or something. Yeah. He's like, I'm Jeff something. And she's like, I am not talking to another. He's like, well, I'm the supervisor. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get nasty with you. But yeah, it's kind of a fucked up thing, man. It's just like, do you see these videos all the time? These people that they think they're above the law and they're not above the law.
Well, there's a lot of backlash. There's people calling for her to resign. Like,
she ain't gonna resign. No. It's a speeding ticket,
right?
But she didn't kill anybody. She didn't crash into a house. It wasn't a DUI. Correct. This is a simple 20 over
So, but the argument was like it could be considered unlawful fleeing because she knowingly admitted to leaving.
It could be.
Yeah.
She said, "Well, I was close to home. I'm not stopping on Phillips Road. I'm going to go into my driveway, which is 3 blocks away. So I saw him behind me, and I just pulled in my driveway."
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the average person.
What state is this in?
This is New York.
I know, dude. Oh. That's a joke. Oh. Rochester, yeah. Monroe County. Yeah. I'm going to tell you this right now. What state are we in? Do you go to jail for that?
No, absolutely not.
No. So it's just done. But, it's done. But
elected officials and law enforcement are supposed to be held to a higher standard.
They should be.
Now, again, this is just a lot of bad publicity. And I'll tell you right now, whoever runs against her, it's going to be in my campaign ad.
Yeah. It's a bad look. Yeah, I agree.
Do you want somebody that thinks they're above the law?
Yeah, like this ad is paid for by friends of blah, blah, blah.
What do you think, Caleb?
A little bit of the self-entitlement. Yeah, it could have been easily resolved. You just pulled over. Explain yourself.
So easy. Yeah. And then she played the victim. I've been prosecuting 3 murders all day. Yeah, same. We arrested them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that officer could have, like, went to a murder before.
I saw the dead bodies. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't feel bad for you. I was the one that was there while I was standing over them, watching them.
I had to wait 6 hours for the fucking coroner.
The coroner to come in and rule it a homicide, even though the brains were all over the wall.
And, like, there's bullet shells next to his head.
Yeah, like, we know. Thanks, I don't really feel bad. I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah.
You're talking about the front lines. You're, like, the next line.
You know what? She could have just had a bad day. Everyone has bad days. So,
I get it. I get not it. To listen, it's just. To no, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
People have bad days. Sometimes you're just like, dude, not now. I don't want this. This is fucking annoying.
It was just unnecessary for what it was.
Yeah.
Like,
did you see how many officers in the full clip?
Yeah, dude, there was like 20.
There was so many. Yeah. Supervisors, chiefs are on the phone. I hated the fact that when she called the chief and was like, here's your chief. Yeah, this is done. No, it's not. It's not done. It's not done till I say it's done.
Right.
And that is why we call this segment Patrol
Wild.
I'm
not saying you supersede rank. This is my stop. This has nothing to do with my chief. This has nothing to do with my superiors. This is my stop.
Like, here's the reality of it.
You see this all the time. Remember that drunk chief on the DUI clip?
Yeah.
The dude came up. He was like, you know what I'm talking about? New Jersey. He's like, chief, listen. I'm going to fucking put you in handcuffs, and I'm going to fucking throw you in the back of the car.
He got chest bumped, too, yeah.
And he's like, don't fucking put your hands on me when I'm trying to do a fucking traffic stop. You're impeding in my investigation.
I like your quasi-New York, New Jersey
Boston
accent.
That sounds a little Boston, too.
Yeah, it was kind of.
Like Boston Mike.
Yeah, it was probably more Boston than anything. Yeah, I'm trying here.
Points for trying.
But
at least I pronounced all the words correctly. You know what I mean, Caleb?
I got marble mush mouth. I'm drinking here.
Like that. That was a good one. That was actually Caleb's best line of the night. Man, I'm walking here. I'm drinking here.
I'm drinking here.
I got a show to get to. We got another segment. So tune in next week for another Patrol Gone Wild segment brought to you by Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust. And now time for news with Caleb. Blowing out my eardrums right there.
That was shit randomly loud.
All right. Up first, we got Scott Pierce is leaving PCA to become the CAA president. So CAA is Cigar Association of America. He's humbled and honored to take the reins at CAA. He said in a press release, he's looking forward to work with great companies and the people of CAA to, dive deeper into great value for its members and develop new advocacy strategies to both defend us and catapult
you're drinking here
to new heights. So he's been with the PCA as an executive director since 2018. Back when it was called the IPCPR.
That was what PCA used to be called.
Yes, yeah. I'm glad they shortened the name up because it's a little long. His departure is officially going to take place on May 24th, start his new role on May 28th. He's going to replace David Osgo, who resigned in early February. So, prior to joining PCA, he was director of marketing for American College of Radiology for 8 years, and he also worked for International Road Federation for 6 years prior to that. So he's going to be in lobbyer and advocacy for CAA. He's got an in-depth knowledge of the industry, trade groups, and he's a leader prepared to take on anything that the association faces. So new faces in new places.
New faces. Go check them out.
Yeah, go check them out.
Congratulations to Mr. Pierce.
You know, at first I thought it sounded like bad news, but it sounds like good news. You know, it's always sad to see someone leave, but, you know, going on to do something else as well. Still fighting for our rights.
I'm looking forward to this next story.
I just sent Jerry a nice little image that needs to be put up next to Caleb when he mispronounces a word going forward.
Oh, God. What is it?
What is it? It's a dude from Big Daddy. Hip hop at the bottom. How does he get all the easy ones?
Rob Schneider. Kind of like what I said on the the American Citizens test. How does Gio get all the easy questions?
Yep.
All right. Up next, we have All Saints and McAuliffe. They're ending their sales partnership. So less than a year after All Saints and McAuliffe entered into a joint sales agreement,
this was like
they separated their unique relationship.
This was like the fucking Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries marriage. 90 days.
Boy, that was fast.
Yeah.
So it started in August 2023. They reached an agreement that All Saints cigars would be sold by McAuliffe sales team. Mickey Pegg was named president of sales for McAuliffe, and he led the team of seven people to sell products from All Saints. Mickey Pegg, Dan Thompson from McAuliffe says, we express our deepest gratitude for Mickey Pegg and Frank Leo of All Saints for their openness and willingness to engage in innovation collaboration. Their contributions have been invaluable.
Contributions.
Yes, and we have all learned a great deal from this unique partnership. So Pegg will no longer be president of sales for McAuliffe, and he's going to return to his duties of co-owner of All Saints. So, you know, I guess mutual separation, perhaps. But yeah, when we met them at PCA and we talked to Mickey Pegg, they were at the joint booth and they had the joint sales force. Pegg said, our partnership has culminated in significant achievements, not least the positive reception at the recent trade show. The entire McAuliffe team has been supportive and flexible, pleasure to work with. We reaffirm our commitment to all our retail partners and continued prosperity. So this transition is going to take place over the next 90 days, separate by the end of June fully.
Interesting.
The transition is going to take longer than the partnership.
what a odd one there. You know, I remember being at that booth and having zero interaction with the McAuliffe people while we were like... They just kind of seemed a little disinterested. And that's not like a shot or anything like that at McAuliffe. Like, met the guy. I think it's his daughter's
name? Amanda, Amanda. Yeah. Weird vibes at the trade show, I guess. It was kind of weird, right?
I don't know if it's like that, like, not so much like toward us. Like, it just seemed like completely just different companies, in the same like area.
It was also probably like their first time full teams engaged meeting up together, perhaps. Maybe that's why it felt a little weird. Yeah. But we'll see what happens for both companies. Lastly, we have some whiskey news. We have Blood Oath Pack 10 Kentucky Straight Bourbon set to release. Sorry about that. Oh, set to release right about now, end of April. No, I'm just coughing. My nose is really itchy. I'm not doing cocaine. My nose is just itchy. Could be dust, could be allergies. I have no idea. But Blood Oath Pack 10 coming out. It is going to be right about 100 proof. It's going to be going for sale for $130. It's going to be 51,000 bottles available. It's out of Bardstown, Kentucky from Lux Row Distilleries. It's the latest annual edition of Blood Oath. It's always blended at 49.3%. I did not know that. I thought they were always different each year. This particular whiskey is finished in Cab Franc barrels and transferred to Merlot cask for an undisclosed period. Started in 2015. It is ongoing. 10th release this year, obviously. There is no age statement disclosed this time. So part of their allure to the Blood Oath is the secrecy, that the details are always pretty scarce and mysterious.
I just say I'm really proud you said allure right?
It's like they take a blood oath to keep, not tell you about
to
it.
To keep it a secret, right?
Well, Jerry will have that in like 2 weeks.
It's nice.
Suddenly
to see
the Discord is getting opened back up.
And that's a blood oath to the boys.
Well, it's nice to see the price come down because I think wasn't...
If you guys want to split it, we can get it soon.
Well, wasn't like 8 and 9 pretty expensive compared to 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say because it jumped up and it seems like it went back down because wasn't like 9 like 180 or something like that? 180, 170?
Maybe on the secondary.
Oh, I was going to say.
I remember some places having that for like $200.
Yeah.
but that's the ripoff place.
Let me know when it comes in a key. I'll buy it at the right price.
It'll be in soon, I guess. But yeah, be on the lookout for that for all you.
If we're allowed to have it,
who knows? It might be for raffle.
It's
nowadays.
Rat. Oh, that sounds illegal.
What is it called? No, not raffle, because it's not like a. What's the other thing called? I forgot. No, no. But yeah, that'll wrap up News of the Kale. Here we go. Time to get into Sky Review time, guys.
All right, man. How'd you do?
I'm all done. Let me just get out the calculator and add it up. But I will start. Appearance-wise, I'm giving this thing a 9.5. I actually have a picture of the box. The box is pretty damn dope. It has all like the Freemason stuff. It's a glossy box. It looks sweet. It came with a nice band here. Good stick. 9.5. I really like it. Burn. Gave it a 9. No issues here. Burned evenly throughout the whole cigar. Construction. I'm giving it a 9. Started off strong. Got a little flaky at the end, but dude, the stack of dimes on this thing, impeccable. Good solid construction. Gio, you said out of Placencia?
Yes.
Oh, damn, with the coughs. All right, so we got a 9 there. Draw, I went with a straight cut, giving a 9 again. Enjoyment, I'm giving it a 9 as well. Fun episode with you guys. I really like the taste and flavor of this cigar. On my cold draw, I had these light, creamy mocha notes. And then as I kept going on with the cigar, and I took a sip of my handy-dandy drink I have in here, I got these, like, peanut butter creamy taste to it. I really liked it. I don't know if you guys got the peanut butter. I know you said butter toast. I got, like, this peanut butter taste in my mouth, and I like it. So overall score, I'm giving it a 45.5. It is a 91 from Caleb.
There you go, buddy. Am I next?
Yes. Oh, yeah, if you want to go, unless Gio's ready.
Gio looks like he's tailing.
Yeah.
The Hiram and Solomon Heart and Soul. The appearance, I gave it a 9. I actually really like the band. It's pretty cool. It looks very detailed. Nice homage to the Freemasons, which is pretty cool. The burn, this is where... So the next three are where this cigar, for me, really shines. The burn, I gave this thing a 9.5. This thing burns flawlessly. I did not touch the cigar up. In fact, I probably could have just put my lighter on the other side of the room. I didn't even need it. Fantastic burn. Construction, Caleb touched on the stack of dimes that you get on the cigar. I mean, the cigar is pretty much intact, just in an ash form in my ashtray. The performance on the cigar is fantastic. The draw, I don't know if you guys had any differing opinions here, but the amount of smoke that you get on the cigar is... Dude, you get a lot. Yeah. You get a lot of smoke. So the draw is very good. I straight cut mine like I normally do. Bringing me to my enjoyment, which is also a 9. Bringing me to 46.593 overall. This cigar is a highly rated cigar for me. I didn't even know this brand existed until we just smoked it. And I'm going to tell you this right now. At a $14 price point outside of New York State, dude, you guys got to try this thing. It is fantastic. Some notes I had, it was creamy. Despite being an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, I thought it was a little mild. However, it does pack a punch.
The retrohale, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, that retrohale packs a punch. And then I got to say that the actual cigar itself, strength-wise, is falling for me to the higher end. I think it's, I mean, it's,
I definitely
it's
am, pretty definitely full. That medium,
it's pretty full.
It's listed as a medium to full, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like falling. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a Neanderthal Roma Craft going to knock you on your ass, but you are going to know you smoked a cigar if you smoke it.
That upper edge of medium, definitely. Like.
But, yeah, 93 overall for me. I actually really, really like this cigar. So.
All right, the Hiram and Solomon Heart and Soul. Appearance... I'm there with you, Caleb. I gave this a 9 appearance. You know, they really put a lot of effort into it, it looks like. And I think the owners of the company really, their passion shows because this is dedicated to a person. So when you're making something for someone that has a high achievement, I feel like you put a little bit more effort into something. It's like these are essentially a gift, right? Like, would you?
This is an homage, bro.
Or a tribute, whatever.
It's a tribute, an homage to somebody.
Yes. So they definitely did it. The band is, you know, pull it apart there. Easy to pull off, like very, very regal looking.
And embossed that nicely too.
Yeah, I definitely. You know, obviously you got the Freemason logo on it and all that. The Heart and Soul, which is like I forget the symbolism for that specific thing, as I remember being told about it.
I think they give to a charity, is what I'm understanding. Yeah,
something like that. But now to go to the burn. This might be one of the best burning cigars I've ever had. Like, perfect round burn, no boating, minimal issues whatsoever. I think I touched it up one time, and it was just a very, very well constructed cigar, and I can understand why that they have this reputation for that. It's definitely earned. So burn, I gave it a 9.5, which also ties into the construction. I don't have a single flake on me, and I've ashed that, you know, when I wanted to. I feel like I probably could have kept the ash, you know, intact the entire cigar if I really wanted to. And I gave the construction a 9.5 as well. Draw. I went with the punch. I was given some little demonstrations, and the smoke output, Jerry nailed that. It's fucking insane. This room's been cloudy as fuck this whole episode.
Caleb's not usually a coffer, but
yeah,
it gets to you. Even with the three filters going.
Yeah. Draw, I gave it a 9. And enjoyment, I also gave it a 9. I had fun with this episode. We had a little bit of conversation. Me and Caleb actually had some odd disagreement, but, like, you know, all that. And producer Caleb's got some good topics here that have been entertaining lately. So
hopefully everyone thinks that.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, hopefully the audience likes that. Because if you guys don't, then.
But that brought my total to a 46, giving it a 92.
Ooh, all right.
All right. Ratings 92 overall for the cigar. Fantastic.
Simple math.
I still did it, though.
Yeah.
What a treat, though.
Was that right?
Yeah, you're correct. It's the
91, 92, 93. Exactly. Just take the middle number.
Exactly. Mean
math, man.
Is that the median mode?
No, yeah. Mode is most often. The mean is the average. There so it would be the mean.
So I will add to this.
For y'all busting back out in some original freshman year, eighth grade algebra.
Yeah, right.
That's your mean.
So I will say cigars like this are why I enjoy going to PCA. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. If we didn't go to PCA, I would never smoke this cigar.
I've only seen this brand at one local shop, too. That's it.
Ironically, not to keep touching on the math, but it would also be the median. It's more than one.
Mean, median, mode.
Yeah. Which is the middle.
I gotta say, as I'm getting to the final third, it is getting a little bit peppery. So maybe that's where that medium to full body really kicks in. Because I thought the first, you know, two-thirds half was pretty easy smoking cigar.
I just think this definitely is getting pepper. A good and well-made cigar.
Oh, agree.
Like, I haven't smoked a lot of stuff out of the Plasencia factory, and if this is stuff they're making for people...
What did somebody tell us earlier this year? About Plasencia.
That this was going to be a very, very big year for them. There was actually a Half Wheel article.
Yeah.
Like,
this is going to be the year of Plasencia, and this is what somebody had told us.
Yeah.
Well, good thing we have some of those cigars on deck.
And, to take away from, Hiram and Solomon, again, these are guys who, they're not the biggest company in the world. They found their niche, though, and, I also got to thank Adam, because Adam's the one who even introduced this.
I'm not a Freemason, so I'm not going to go out of my way to try it. So
yeah,
unless it was given to me.
Let me ask you something. If you saw those now, would you buy a couple at random?
At $14?
Not even just this specific one. I'm talking about other stuff.
I wonder if they do anything in Connecticut or Connecticut Broadleaf.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Damn. I'm sure it's awesome.
I'd
love to give it a try. Try it all.
That being said, Caleb, do you have any closing notes to the episode, my brother?
Guys, give this brand a try, man. Got a 92 overall from us. Give them a try. See what they got. See what they're working with. Find them in your local shops online, wherever you can find them. But most importantly, guys, keep following on the YouTube. Love it. Love the engagement. Keep it up with the comments. Love it. We got the Facebook, the Instagram. Make sure you're following on all those as well, guys. Grower Gang, thanks for being a part of the show.
Gio, anything?
You know, guys, we got that giveaway coming up. By the time you watch this, I'm sure there'll be a few posts going for it. Well, a post. Just make sure you're, signing up, subscribing to all of us. Thank you. We always appreciate your support. And let us know what you want to talk about. You know, we're getting a lot more engagement these days, and I like it. Any other brands you guys want to suggest? Because, this is what we do this for.
And if you do DM us, make sure you have 8 to 10 years experience, because we don't answer anything unless you... No, I'm just playing. Yeah. Yo, we answer literally every DM. So if there's ever anything you want to say to us, whether it's you guys are fucking idiots, you guys are retards, or just complimentary shit, we will respond. I promise.
Just warn you, if we call us retards, we're probably going to have some smart ass remark back.
I think that that's going to be like, that's the perfect way to get my attention, to address it that way. Hey, retard.
Or if you're looking for
Caleb. That's the first thing I'm going to be like, yo, damn.
Or if you're looking for Caleb, just be like, where is he? Is this Caleb? I'm okay with it.
That being said, if you're listening to us audio only, make sure you're checking that out on a Cigar Hustler Podcast Network, the number one cigar network on Podbean. You already know, boys. You already listen to it every fucking week. Make sure you're hitting us up in the DMs. Make sure you're checking out the show. Make sure you're following the Instagram, the TikTok, the Facebook. Follow the TikTok till it gets banned. We're okay with that. I'll let it die. No big deal. We're going to just start something new.
I like that tie-in.
We'll figure it
out. Great tie-in, my friend.
We'll just figure it out. We're going to do something new. It's going to be like Father Caleb's Herfelation, something. It'll be something funny. But that being said, fellas, we appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys spending time with us. And, you know, give the cigar a try. And, you know, happy smoking this week. And we'll see you guys next Wednesday. Peace out.
Peace in.
The Down to Herf Podcast, its owners and sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show hosts or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It's not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Jerry Lewandowski, with any feedback or suggestions you have for their show. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hopes that they will be entertaining to the audience.